This week, Singapore announced citizens without their COVID-19 jabs will have to cover the cost of medical services if they develop COVID-19. The statement sparked a conversation about the right to healthcare and vaccinations. Experts say the model adopted in Singapore is not suitable for Australia. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked the director of the Health and Aged Care Program at the Grattan Institute, Dr. Stephen Duckett, about Singapore's directive.
Singapore has had a strong policy of encouraging vaccination amongst its citizens, but there is still a small proportion of the population which is unvaccinated. So this week, the Singapore government said, look, we pay for hospitalisations associated with COVID as part of special arrangements, but we are terminating those arrangements, and so for people who are unvaccinated. So what they're saying is people who are unvaccinated will have to pay for any healthcare admissions to hospitals associated with COVID themselves. It will no longer be covered by special government arrangements. Singapore has complicated health insurance arrangements, but essentially it means for many Singaporeans, they will have to pay for their hospitalizations, intensive care use, and so on associated with COVID if they are not vaccinated.
There was a miscommunication from the Queensland government a couple of days ago or this week about who would be able to use the health system if they were just fully vaccinated people, etc. But you wrote as well that about this strategy from the Singaporean government, and you said that it's not applicable to Australia. Why do you think this strategy is not a good idea?
So I think one of the issues is the nature of the precedent. So Medicare is a universal scheme. It covers everybody. Everybody is entitled to care. And everybody is entitled to cost treatment in a public hospital without any charge. And so there's no barrier to using a public hospital. There's no barrier to using a bulk billing GP, for example. And if we were to adopt a Singaporean approach, then people would say, well, I'd have to pay to use a public hospital. I'd have to pay possibly to use a GP if I'm not vaccinated. And I think that's a very bad precedent. We've got a universal scheme. Everybody is part of it. There are no financial barriers for anybody ever in a public hospital or a bulk billing GP.
Australia has reached more than 80% of the eligible population being fully vaccinated, which is a huge milestone. But what are your thoughts on the vaccine rollout in Australia?
The rollout was a train wreck right from the start. So back in 2020, the government made some choices about what vaccines it would purchase, and they essentially had a very, very narrow range of choices, unlike other countries. And so we initially only said potentially four vaccines, and then one of them was a University of Queensland vaccine. It fell over. Another one was AstraZeneca, which got a bad reputation. And so the choices we made back in 2020 were the wrong choices. And then later in 2020, we made choices about how the rollout would be done, and it didn't involve mass vaccination centres. It was all supposed to be done through general practice rather than engaging with the states properly. So there were a number of poor political choices that the government made.
Could you please expand on those failures from the federal government's vaccine rollout? And do you think this failure on the vaccine rollout is giving more people who are not vaccinated more hesitancy towards the vaccine?
I think there are a number of components to it. One of the components is the so-called hesitancy component. And earlier this year, the mainstay vaccine was supposed to be AstraZeneca. And I'm vaccinated, double dose with AstraZeneca, for example. But the government made announcements about AstraZeneca in a very, very poor way. So one Friday night, the Prime Minister made an unprepared, poor announcement, which I think contributed to people thinking that AstraZeneca had a whole lot of problems. The second thing is that because of the very poor planning of the rollout, we didn't have good access to vaccines in parts of Sydney, for example, better access in eastern Sydney than southwestern Sydney, poor access in rural Australia. And so there was just bad setting up of the vaccine rollout. And finally, the public contributed as well. That is, there was a high level of vaccine complacency about COVID because the states had managed COVID quite well. It wasn't circulated and people felt there was no hurry to get vaccinated. And to some extent, that is still the case in rural Queensland and rural Western Australia.
Director of the Health and Aged Care Program at the Grattan Institute, Dr. Stephen Duckett there, ending the story from The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.